This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Premier Dr. Popira Matuba has named her provincial executive council, her provincial cabinet, and in that provincial cabinet, there are representatives, at least the ANC Youth League feels here in the province, of the youth. And the provincial chairperson of the ANC Youth League, Tony Rachweni, has been appointed the MEC of Public Works, Road and Infrastructure. So let's speak to Mr. Oliver Mabunda, is the provincial secretary of the ANC Youth League here in Limpopo. Mr. Mabunda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Mr. Ngamola, and your listeners, and thank you very much for the welcome.
Good evening. Appreciate your time. Well, I've seen that in your statement, you're obviously welcoming the appointment of the provincial chairperson of the ANC Youth League. Let's start there, perhaps. Talk to us about that and how you are receiving the news of the appointment of the chairperson as an MEC.
No. Thank you, Mr. Ngamola. The appointment of the chair is an achievement of the Youth League in the province of Limpopo. That's one. The entirety of the Youth League, starting from branch, region, province, ourselves. But two, the appointment of the Youth League, just like the Youth League has been saying, it should be perceived as a move towards an acceleration of services to our people. Because we have said as the Youth League want agile people, want young people in the cabinet and executive, so that we are able to propel services to our people. But lastly, Mr. Ngamola, said the appointment of the Youth League chair, it gives hope to the people of Limpopo that voted for the ANC, young people in particular, that the ANC of Limpopo was able to listen to the plight and the cries of young people when they said and demanded that they want the MEC in the name of Comrade Tony Rachweni. And the person is occupied.
Yeah. What is your overall impression of the makeup of the provincial executive?
Look, I think it's a fairly balanced executive, and want to appreciate the Premier for applying her wisdom and the ANC for providing the guidance in the process. We wish to see what this executive is holding for Limpopo, but from the point of the ANC League, we know these are capable young men, these are capable men, these are capable women that will be able to assist the Premier, Comrade Popira Matuba, who you know, who is an agile Premier, who does not take anything and excuse to provide services to our people. And I think that this cabinet is a resemblance of what she represents, and it's a resemblance of what the ANC represents in Limpopo.
Are you therefore satisfied with the composition in terms of the inclusion of young people? I see in your statement you referred to a recent graduate of the ANC Youth League, Diketseng Mashego, as well, being entrusted with the Department of Health. So are you overall happy, satisfied with the inclusion of the youth in that whole composition of the provincial executive?
Mr. Ngamola, the Youth League is happy, but we can never say we're over the moon, but we're over the moon because the shepherds understand. There's Comrade Bongani, who's the deputy chair. There's Comrade Mposhai, who's the deputy secretary. There's Comrade Faith, who's the PC member of the Youth League. Would have loved all of them to be MSCs for Comrade Dr. Popira Matuba to have that fresh blood. But to be honest, with the consultation, with the application of a mind as a Premier, and with the consultation through the structures, we are happy that we have the product that we have. But the Youth League would have loved to have more, to be honest with you. But we are happy that they applied their mind, consulted thoroughly. To be honest with you, the Youth League was fought a lot. For us to be where we are is a serious achievement. There were a lot of things. We have been saying one the Premier from the onset, just even before here, that Comrade Tony must become the Premier. And that thing was never achieved. And it's the first Youth League to achieve a sitting chairperson to become the Premier. It says a lot about the value.
Premier MEC.
And the importance. Yes, being the sitting chairperson of the Youth League, being the MEC.
Yeah, okay.
Comrade Tony is the first, just like Comrade Popi was the first female Premier in the book. So it shows the work and the contribution of the Youth League in the province of Limpopo, both towards the election and both towards advocating for young people in general.
You say the consultation that the Premier did, and what kind of consultation took place, if you are even able to explain it in the faces that we see? If you look at it from a distance, some will say, well, there's 50%, there's gender parity, if you like, and there are representatives from different districts. What kind of consultation took place that you are aware of as well?
Look, the outlook of and the outcome of the executive, just like you're saying, it represents all regions, it represents all structures, it represents women, young people, everyone is there. It shows a thorough consultation.
Right.
So, in the ANC, the ANC operates in this way. It's a simple thing. Comrade Poppy is a deployee of the African National Congress in the legislature. So, when appointments are made, she should ought to consult with the ANC. Any deployee of the ANC, those are the consultations that were made. Internal processes of the African National Congress, consulting Maoshi, consulting all the MDM structures. That's why you see in all corners and in all listen, there are those that you might not, people might not have expected, but the ANC has expected that are there. That's why everyone is surprised. Everyone is still not sure. Everyone is still saying this and that. Those comments are on the basis.
Does everyone includes people in the ANC as well that are surprised, that are still saying this and that?
No, no, people in the ANC are happy. People in the youth league are very excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me though, the rationale in choosing the portfolio. So, Ratchwani goes to a obviously demanding a portfolio. When you look at roads and transport, we know that there are roads backlogs here in the province. What, if you were privy to, of course, the rationale and the portfolio given, when you people say we know the talents and the capacity of individuals that we deploy into certain positions. Talk to us about that.
The rationale that was used is that department is demanding, one, just like you're saying. The department has a lot of backlogs, too.
Yes.
Just like you have said. A department that is either challenging, either demanding, it needs someone who will be present. If you have looked at the work of the Youth League, that the Youth League was doing, though it's a different space altogether, of visiting Maoshi, of going to schools, of giving time, of being present, those qualities that the Youth League, as led by Comrade Tony, has. And Comrade Tony possesses those qualities. That's what it needs. That's what public works needs. Because you'll have to travel to a road in Krobestal as an MSA. I know a lot of people might not agree, but it's playing oversight.
Yeah.
And you'll have to unbundle the block nets that you have in public works.
Yes.
Of the Bermuda Road and everything.
And until then. So these are the qualities you said. There's one quality I didn't mention. Experience. Is that not necessary for such a position? Talking about unbundling, there's backlog. So you need to go back into. Isn't experience a requirement that would have been helpful?
I've missed you there, Mr. Ngamola.
I was saying experience, someone experienced. Is that not going to be an area where Ratchwani is found wanting, or is that not a position that may have needed someone with experience because of the amount of work, as we say, me and you, that needs to be done there? He has not been an executive, as I understand it, before at the level he's been deployed to. I'm not sure if he's experienced in that field.
To be quick.
Yeah.
On that, Ratchwani has been a manager in the Department of Health for a long time. He has been in government. He's just young, but he has experience in terms of government and operations of government.
Okay.
It's true. He's going to a legislature for the first time, and is a member of the executive. So experience of government he has. Experience that is needed to perpetually deliver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But also, there's this part that I must also add.
Yes.
Both experience, both the quality, both the ability also requires a willingness. So Comrade Tony has that ability of willingness of delivering services to our people.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Mabunda. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.